Okay, today's daf is Erevin, daf Ayin He. And we continue with Perek Hadar. Towards the end of this lengthy Perek, we started, if you remember, back on daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis. We discussed various issues within Eruvei Chatzeros. The Perek started off discussing issues of Akum, Dirat Akum Shma Dira or Lav Shma Dira. We got off on a little tangent after that relating to Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo, because we talk about Elazar ben Yaakov, we pass on like him that you need two Jews living there and not just one. So that was a blot and a half in the middle that we spoke about. Stukim, other Agadata that came up there, and we spoke about related issues in terms of who one is allowed to be Socha Rishus from, in terms of Schiro Belekito. What if one of the people in the group forgot to take part in the Erev, the outer Chatzer, the inner Chatzer. We spoke about if there's a bris milah that has to be done and the water was spilled out, and how could one bring the water. These are all issues relating to Eruv HaChatzeros, specifically where there are different permutations of somebody forgetting or somebody causing problems for the other one. We had the last Mishnah where you had five different groups of people in one house, in a troklin. Are they considered one group? Are they considered five groups? What if you have brothers living in a chatzer together with a father? What if you have talmidim living with a rav? What about wives and husbands? What if you have a number of chatzeros opening to each other and then opening to the mavui? Could you use regular rules for eruv chatzeros? These are all different issues that came up here in our perek in Perek Hadar. So now we are up to the last mishnah in this perek. Again, as we mentioned, this parak, going into the next parak, these five prakim, 5, 6, 7, and 8, all of them, 6, 7, 8, and 9 are all about Eruvei Chatzeros, and this is the last full daf in our parak. So here we go. This is a Mishnah that we've referred to the concept of it a number of times already, but today is Drisas Haregel Day. Here in Daf Yomi land. Drisas HaRegel Day, because that's the topic of the Mishnah and the ensuing Gemara. Says the Mishnah, Shtei Chatzeros Zu Lifnim Mizu. If there are 2 yards, one within another one, meaning the only way that the inner one could get to the street is through the outer one. That's the key. Shtei Chatzeros Zu Lifnim Mizu. Irva HaPnimis V'lo Irva HaChitzona. If the inner one made an Erev and not the outer one. So the inner one is perfect and beautiful. It made an Erev. And nobody from the outside walks through this inner one. The inner one is the inner one. But they have to walk through the outer one. So if the inner one made an Erev and not the outer one, HaPnimis V'Teres VaChitzona Asura. Then that's straightforward. The inner one is good. It made an Erev. And the outer one is Asur. We might add for 2 reasons. Number one, it didn't make an Erev itself. And number two, the inner one has rites of passage through the outer one. And as we have mentioned, and as this Mishnah talks about, rites of passage of strangers cause problems for the Rishos itself. Even if we ourselves, let's say we're in the outer one, did something to solve our own problem, but if people could walk through it, so then that ruins it. And if people can and do walk through it. So that's the first Mishnah, first line of the Mishnah. The inner one would be okay and not the outer one. Hachitzona v'lo apnimis. If the outer one, the one closest to the street, made an Erev and the inner one did not, so you might think the outer one is okay? No. Shtei an asuros. They're both asur. They're both asur. The inner one is asur because it did not make an Erev. The outer one is asur because the inner one could walk through it. And they didn't make an Erev with each other. Semicolon. Stop there for a minute. Why is there a concept of drisas haregel? What's the svar for that? Why should the fact that other people could walk through my yard cause me problems? They don't live here, right? They're just walking through. I made an erev with everybody that lives here, but all of a sudden we have a principle, and we'll see. Lamaskana, there are 3 different opinions. What are the ramifications, the limitations, the expansions of Drisas HaRegel, when is it Aser? But what's the concept? So, 2 ideas. Number one, Rabbeinu Yehona's son, right here, on the Rif, says, Kivan sheyesh la, this is on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, Kivan sheyesh la reshus la'avar aleha, k'mi she'omedes sham b'chitzon adami. Rite of passage is like residence. It has the status of residence. That's Rabbeinu Yehona's son. If they could go through, they're here. Remember, this is all on a Drabbanan level. The Drabbanan said, you have to make this, it's semi-public, right? And you might get confused between this area and the street. So you have to make it really private. So what's the, what did we say? You have to make an Erev amongst all the people that are there. So who are there? So Rabbi Yonasan said, that's the Chiddush. Not only people who reside there, but people who could go through there. They're also there. So if they're also there, they have to be included in the Takana of Eruv. And if they're not included, it causes problems. That's the important Lashon. K'mi she'omed sham b'chitzon adami. It's as if that they are standing there. The Chazon Ish...
The Baal Chatzar has to have them in mind, or they have to...
No, they're not only have it in mind. So Zach, he could be, just like he could be Bizoche on behalf of others, but they have to be aware of it and be happy with it.
They don't have to contribute.
Do they have to contribute? Just like anybody else would have to contribute, but you could be mizaka on behalf of them, so you could be mizaka on behalf of the outer ones too, but you have to have them in mind. Do they have to be, you know, ultimately be aware of it, right? That's it. They have to air, just like anybody else. The Chazon Ish in one place has a different lashon. If you look in Siman Pei Vav in the Chazon Ish, his lashon is demachmarinon lemechshiv kechad chatzer. Not so much that there are 2 yards and they're here, but you consider it as if one, if you have rights in here, so we're one big yard. It's not that somebody in another yard is here, but is one yard. If people could walk through, we consider it one unit, and therefore, Eruv v'Chatzeros has to be done with both of them. Okay, there might be a little slight differences between those two formulations, but one is Rabbi Yehonasan and one is the Chazon Ish. Again, why Drisas HaRegel would cause problems. Good, those are the first 2 cases of the Mishnah. Again, the first case was if the inner one made an Erev and not the outer one. And the next case, if the outer one made an Erev and not the inner one. Next, Erev Azula Atzma, Vazula Atzma. What if they both made Erevs? But they both made Erevs independently. The inner one and the outer one made an Erev. So, Zumu Teres Bifnei Atzma, Vizumu Teres Bifnei Atzma. Then the Tanakama holds? No problem. They each could go within each other. Their Erevs, Eruvin are fine. The Eruvin are fine. As we'll see, this Shita holds, the only time that rites of passage cause problems is if in their own Rishus they are limited. If they are what's called Regel Ha'oseres Bimkoma. If they have problems in their own Rishus, so then those problems continue into the outer Rishus. If they're fine in their own Rishus, so then rites of passage wouldn't be a problem. So you gotta work out, according to the different svaras, why would this be the case? So according to Rabbi Yehonasan, it's as if they're here. It's as if they're here, but okay. But they are part of an Erev where they are, and they are part of an Erev where they came to, so it's not so clear why, according to Rabbi Yehonasan, that svara would work. But they're still walking through my chatzer, and they didn't take part in my Erev. According to Chazon Ish, though, they're all considered one big chatzer. Okay, they made an Erev. So maybe it doesn't have to be, you know, the same exact Erev. They're both Mi'urav Chatzeros. Therefore, that might be good enough. Again, this is all on a Drabbanan level. Either way, that's the Tanakama. And that's what we will see we hold. That if the Regel is Muteres Bimkoma, it has its own Erev. So then its rites of passage will not cause problems. That's the Tanakama Shita. Rabbi Akiva Oser Hachitzona. Rabbi Akiva says, no, in that case, even if the inner one made an Erev, the outer one is still Oser. Why? Shedrisas HaRegel Osarta. Because the Drisas HaRegel, the trampling of the feet, the right to go through, Osers, even if it is Regel HaMuteres Bimkoma. That's the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. V'chachamim omrim, ein drizas haregel asar. The chachamim say, no, drizas haregel does not answer. So is that the same sheet as the number one? We'll have to see in the Gemara, but we'll see. There are ultimately 3 different opinions quoted here in the Mishnah. Good, that was first part one. Part one where nobody forgot anything. They just did different things. The inner one, the outer one, or both. Next, second half of the Mishnah. Shachach echad min achitzon velo irev. What if they both made errors, but then one guy forgot to take part? He wasn't there, he's there on Shabbos, and he forgot. So if one of the outer ones forgot, so now, the inner one is fine. And the outer one is as if they don't have an Erev. Shachach echa b'chitzon v'lo Erev. So then the same thing. Aprimus muteres v'chitzona asura. The inner one is good, and the outer one is not. Why? The outer one is not because they now don't have an Erev, and therefore that's the problem. Forget Trisus HaRegel. Somebody forgot, and therefore they don't have an Erev. The inner one is okay because... We would say, what the phrase that's going to come up on this daf, Ach de la Dasha. Let them just close their door. They're private. They're privatized. The outer one is not coming in, and therefore we would just close the door and treat them privately. The Gemara said earlier, if you remember, and the Rishonim mentioned this in Daf Nun Tes, we would apply the principle here, kofin al midas tom. In that, the inner one would say, well, you guys in the outer one can't carry anyway, because you don't have an Erev. So at least let us carry, halachically. Halachically, we're closing our door, and therefore, you don't ruin it. You can't carry anyway. Let us carry. Kofan al midas tom. It's no sweat off your back, and it should at least be okay for us to carry. We'll get back to that. Let's just first finish the Mishnah. Mina pnimis velo erev. What about the opposite? If one of the inner ones forgot and did not take part in the Erev. So the outer one has a perfect Erev, and the inner one now is lacking somebody. Shtei an asuros. They're both asur. Why? The inner one is asur because they don't have an Erev. And the outer one is asur because now there's a regel ha'oseres bimkoma. The inner people could travel through and they are asur bimkoma. And therefore they're both asuros. That's part two of the Mishnah. Part three of the Mishnah is nasnu eruvan b'makom echad. What if they put their Erev somewhere? What does makom echad mean? We'll have to see in the Gemara. They put their Erev somewhere. Vishachach echad bein min apnimis bein machitzona velo Erev. If they put their Erev, maybe it means in a third area b'makom echad. Maybe they put it somewhere else. Rashi already quotes the Gemara that the Gemara is going to say it means they put it in the outer one. They made an Erev, they made a combined Erev, and they put it in the outer one, and then one of them forgot. They're both Aser. Why? Because the Erev is physically in the outer one, so the inner one cannot say, we'll close our door and we're fine. So they can't say, Achta Ladasha and Kofan Amidas Tom, and the outer one, you know, has an Isser of Jesus Aregel anyway. So they're both Aser. Vim hayu shel yechidim, last section of the Mishnah, if they are shel yechidim, if there's only one person living in the inner chatzer, so then einon tzrichon la'ariv. There's no need to make an Erev. Chazal did not institute it there. You remember we alluded to this when we spoke about Rav et Talmido earlier. Are they considered Rabim? Are they considered Yachid? This is the Mishnah, that if they're yechidim, einon tzrichon la'ariv. So Kofan al Midas Tom came up a couple of 2 weeks ago, but just to mention maybe one or two other points related to Midas Tom. Again, the principle comes up in various places, meaning comes up in Baba Kama, where if I can gain something and you won't lose, so then halacha basically forces you to give in and not cause the person problems. Kofan al Midas Tom. Zeneh is also called Zeneh Nevezel Ochaser. In this case, where I'm not losing and I can only gain, and you are not losing anything. So it comes up in various places. Why is it called Midas Tom? What exactly was Midas Tom? So Tom was known for, you know, its lack of chesed, and therefore, even in a case where it wouldn't hurt them, they would do everything that they can to injure the other party. Right, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. Midas Tom, we discussed that then. But just two other makaros that we did not discuss then. And that is related to the godless of Avram Avinu in dealing with stone. Kofan al Midas Tom. 2 points. Number one is a more well-known point, and the other one is not as well-known. The Netziven is Hakdama to Bracious. Netziv has great Hakdama. I shouldn't say great, the Gemara said earlier, Samach Dalet. You shouldn't say anything is great because something might not be great. But we said then that maybe it just means that you shouldn't say something is not great. You're allowed to say something is great. So I could say it. So the Netziv is Hagdamas. He has introductions to all of the Svarim in Chumash. Very insightful and unique Hagdamas on Shmos. Why is it called Sefer Sheni, not called, doesn't have its own name, Vayikra, all of the introductions. So to Bereishis, he has an important and well-known introduction in terms of why Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer Hayashar. Why is it called the Sefer of the Straight? And the Avos are called Yashar. Who called the Avos Yisharim? Bilam. Bilam said, Thomas Nafshi Moshe Yisharim. He called the Avos Yisharim. Why is it called Yisharim? Well, what does Yashar mean? So that's where the Netziv says. What does it mean? The Shevach Yashar hu nomar lahatstik din HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'churban b'yasheni. Shahaya dar ikesh u'psalto. It's the opposite of those during b'yasheni who are crooked. So what does straight mean and what does crooked mean? Upirashnu, shahayu tzadikim v'chasidim v'amalei Torah. As the Gemara says also, in Bayesheni they were tzadikim. They learn tremendous. Tzadikim. But what does the Gemara say? Sinas Chinam. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes. The first base of Mikdash was the big three Averis. The second base of Mikdash was Sinas Chinam. Right? Baseless hatred. They were learned. They had tremendous shiurim. They learned Torah. But you know what? When anybody new came into a shiur, they made him feel bad. They didn't give him a seat. They walked in, you're in my seat. Right? They were terrible. Sinas Chinam. But they learned a lot. Says the Netziv, that's a lack of yashrus. Why? Because tzaddikim means, and yashar means that they were amelim b'Torah, ach lo hayu yasharim b'halichos olamim. But they were in yashar in the ways of the world, dealing with their fellow man. Al Cain, and he's going to talk about it a little deeper. And here's the key line. They were choshed. Es mi sheraou shenoheg shelo kedaitam beyiras Hashem shud stuki vapikaris. They felt that anybody else who worships God in a different way than they themselves do, he's not bikaris. Oh, he does that about his Hashem? Oh, forget it. He's a guy. He's an apikaris. They let the terrible things. What's a yashar? Somebody who realizes that they don't have the only way. They don't have a monopoly on service of God. And as long as one was within the confines of halacha, you know, we don't say that people who drive to shul on Shabbos are, you know, we're a yashar. They have a way that they're people, and we have to respect them, as we'll see Avraham Avinu did. But we don't have to accept that that's a way of Avodas Hashem. But we have to respect that they are people too. And that's what he says. That's the Shevach of the Avos. That they were Yisharim. She'esnagu im umos ha'olam. Afilo ovdei elila mechuarim. Ugly idol worshippers. Mikal makum hayu imam ba'ahava. V'chashu l'tovasam basher hukim habriya. Kamosh anaram. Like we see Avraham Avinu daven for stone. Even though he hated their avoda. And he disagreed with their avoda. But chafiz, he didn't want them to die. Chafiz b'kiyumam. He davened for them and he petitioned for them. That's a yashar. That's the idea. And he quotes it from the other avos as well. Yitzchak and Yaakov as well. And that's why he's called. That's what Bilam recognized. The yashar is the sefer ha-yashar. So yashar is somebody who recognizes that first within Yadus, they don't have the only path towards Avodas Hashem. And number two, even outside of Avodas Hashem, people are people, and everybody has a Salam Alekim. This relates to the beautiful thought of the Chavetz Chaim at the end of Masechas Tainus. The Gemara, the last few lines of Tainus, the Gemara says, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasos mechol tzadikim. Kadosh Baruch Hu in the future is going to make a circle for all the tzadikim b'Gan Eden, and he, Kaviyachol, is going to be in the middle, and all the tzadikim are going to be in a circle around him, pointing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol. There's going to be such a clarity of the divine. All they will be singing, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo, Nagilu B'nisbucha Bishu Azo. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have hoped for, Nagilu B'nisbucha Bishu Azo. That's the last Gemara in Maseches Tainus. The Chavetz Chaim said, what's the message of a circle, and what's the message of dancing? Says the Chavetz Chaim, when you're in a circle, every point on the circle is equidistant from the center. The radius of each point on the circle is equidistant, meaning every tzaddik will be equidistant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There will be no tzaddik that will be closer or further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number one. Number two, the other message of a circle and a dancing circle is that when one dances, one takes the place of the other person, where they were 5 minutes ago. So every tzaddik will experience the Avodas Hashem of the other tzaddik, and in that way, gain an appreciation into each person's Avodas Hashem. That's the galus, that's the Chafetz Chaim, and that's what the message of the Netziv is that everybody has their own derech and Avodas Hashem, following the different paths. Number one. Number two, the other point to mention, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, also in Parshas Vayera, relating to the gablus of Avraham Avinu. Many say this, but I'll just read it from his sefer. Psukim HaKodmim, Hitzigolanu Torah Zemidas HaKhlasas Orachim. What's the juxtaposition? What's the segue between the beginning of Vayera, the whole story of Avraham Avinu and HaKhlasas Orachim, right after that you have the story of Sdom? What's the message? Not just opposites. But usually, says the Emes LeYaakov, if the teva of a person, if we really believe in something, and if, let's say, we have a mitzvah that we do in a very special way. This is our mitzvah. So then if we meet somebody who is anti that, we have a certain feeling towards them, a certain negativity, a certain, you know, lack of chashivus, ube'emes teva kol adam hu, shemu zahir be'eza mitzvah, az hu margish chisaron osa mitzvah, etzel acherim, la'avon hayoser chamor. If they're not makbid about this, you know me, kimo, but he says in brackets, kigon mishu hu zahir besu'uda shlishis, eino yachol lisbol im chaveru yotzei beperis. If somebody is makbid on shalashudis, like they should be, the Shulchan Aruch says, or we showed him. The Aruch HaShulchan says if you don't take Shalosh Shudas seriously, you're going to have to stand in judgment after 120. But all the Rishonim say you have to have bread. You have to have bread. But there is a minority of Rishonim that say, mezonos, chicken and fish, fruit. Those are all 4 days quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but both the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama say bread. Bread, you have to do bread. So if somebody is, like we should be, makpid on bread, and they meet somebody that's Yotzei Beperis, which is not halachically lechatchila. That's a really real bidyeved. But if I'm makpid on, if I meet somebody, I like all of a sudden look at them like, oh, look, you know, these guys are there. They don't take their avodas Hashem seriously. They're not this. They're not that. Right? Says Rabbi Yaakov, that's God's job to be the judge. We could try to influence, we could suggest, we can inspire, but it's not our job to look down at people because they don't serve God on the same level that I serve God at. Right? That's. But it's the teva. It's the teva. If I do something, oh, he doesn't do that. Now, I'm sure I don't. Nobody at the table here does. But let's say somebody davens vasikin every single day. Every single day davens vasikin. They probably look at the rest of the world as saying, you know, which is true, it's a bit the evan. The best time to daven is vasikin, right? So, oh, look at them. They daven at 6, oh, right? We're lazy people, right? And people daven at 8. Right? They can't fathom it because it's not. But that's the teva of a person. If we're makpid on something, that was the godless of Avram Avinu. Avram, especially in a case where this was his mahus chesed kibilas chasadim. What did he do right after Vayera? He pleads for Sodom. He pleads for the people who are not just not careful, but anti everything he stood for. He says, "V'gabi arti." He says, "Areza lima gadol, but godless hanefesh of Avram Avinu." It's godless hanefesh. This is Avram Avinu. And this is, when we think of Midas Stone, we think of Midas Avram Avinu, also the opposite of Midas Stone. Okay, beautiful. We got to talk about those two references to Avram Avinu. Okay, we go weiter in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said as follows, many times in Shas, whenever you have a Rav Dimi, you know there's a Ravin not far behind. Because they both came from Eretz Yisrael, kimat, whenever it says Kiyasa Rav Dimi, there's a Kiyasa Ravin somewhere coming up. So we have it here as well. So first Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Rabbi Yanai, Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva. The following is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Da Amar, Afigu, Regel, Hamuteres Bimkom, Oser Shalom Bimkom. As we said, Rabbi Akiva is the most machmir. Even if the inner Chatzer is Mutter, Bimkoma, Regel Hamuteres Bimkoma, but still an Aser Shalom Bimkoma, meaning if you're not supposed to be here, You're just having a walking rites of passage, so that is a problem. Aval chachamim omrim, but chacham say as follows: kishem sheregel hamuteres eina oseres, kach regel haasure eina oseres. Whoa, that's a sheet that we haven't thought of yet, right? The chachamim, according to Rav Dimi, hold they reject the entire principle of drisas regel. No. Rites of passage? You don't live here. If you don't live here, so what that you're allowed to walk through? You don't ruin what we did. Ask the Rishonim, why did we think that there was, as we'll see ultimately, there was a third opinion? Right, if you read all the Gemaras that we've had so far, there seems to be two opinions. Rabbi Akiva is the most machmir. Rabbi Akiva says, even regal hamuteris bimkoma, oser shalom bimkoma. And then there's another sheet of regal oseris bimkoma. All of a sudden, Rav Dimi says, no, the chachamim of our Mishnah really hold that they reject it totally. So the Ritva says, it's because of the lashon of the Mishnah. Look at the first wide line, the second wide line of the Mishnah. The chachamim omrim, what's their language? Ein drisas haregal osarta. That sounds pretty across the board. Doesn't sound like, oh, certain drisas regal and not. Says the Ritva, that's why Rav Dimi brought this report. Remember, they had the same Mishnayos in Eretz Yisrael. Right? There are, interesting, I once So a doctoral thesis about the differences between the Mishnayos and the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. There are slight differences between them. But generally, they have the same Mishnayos there. They were studying the same Mishnayos in the Talmud Yerushalmi and in the Talmud Bavli. So says the Ritva, that's why they thought there was another one. Delishta de Masnisan Achrachim Omarkein. Bediktani Vacham Omrim Eindri Sazarega Oseres. Tahavile Lemisni Vachachamim Omrim Eina Oseres. What do you mean, Ein Drisas Regel Oseres? It sounds like Klal Afiluk Shiasura. That's why they came up with this third opinion. Or, so the Gon Yaakov, one of the Achronim suggests, well, Misvara, just like we had to come up with a Svara of why it should be a problem, you could just as easily come up with a Svara of why it's not a problem. If they don't live here, so they're not going to Aser. So what, they could walk through. So the burden of proof, says the Gon Yaakov, is not on, oh, how could they come up with a third opinion? No, this might be a very logical opinion, and therefore they suggest it. Okay, either way, that was Rav Dimi's report in the name of Rav Yanai. So is that really true? We're going to try a couple of sources that seem to say there's no opinion like that. Tnan, Erva, Chitzona, Velo, Pnimis. What does our Mishnah say? If the outer one made an Erva, not the inner one, right, there's a second line in the Mishnah, Shtein Asuras, they're both Asur. So Mani, so who is the opinion? Who is that stage of the Mishnah like? Elema, Rabbi Akiva. It was Rabbi Akiva, my Arya Regal Asura. Filu Regal Amuteras Nami. Even if they didn't forget to make the Erev. So that can't be Rabbi Akiva Shita. Elolav Rabbanan, it must be the Rabbanan. And what is that line saying? Only Regal Ha'oseras Bimkoma would cause problems, Shalom Bimkoma. So is it, there's no such shita of the regel never asering. It's like where I said, no, the olam Rabbi Akiva, really that earlier line is Rabbi Akiva, the lozuav zuktani. And you're right, there's no chiddush. There's no chiddush there. That line says regel ha'oseres bimkomo causes problems, but he even holds even regel ha'muteres bimkomo. Period. Tanan, let's try a problem from the next line. Erva zula atzma vizula atzma, if they each made an erev of themselves. Zumuteres bifnei atzma vizumuteres bifnei atzma. They each are mutter to each else. To themselves. Taima de Irva. The only reason it's mutter because of they made an Erev. Halo Irva, Shtein Asuros. But if they didn't make an Erev, they would both be Asur. So Vaha Haitana, Dama Regal Muteras in Oseres. Regal Asura Oseres. So again, this is an opinion that says that only a Regal Ha Oseres causes problems, but it does cause problems. So again, Mani, Ha. Who is this opinion? Ilema Rabbi Akiva he. If it's Rabbi Akiva, filu regal hamuteres nami. Even regal hamuteres, even if a member has rights in their own area, they would still cause problems walking through. So elalav rabbanani. So isn't this the rabbanan? So what do you see from the rabbanan? That they only say regal hauseres bimkoma, asur shalom bimkoma. The ode, and also, midasefer Rabbi Akiva, reshalav Rabbi Akiva. Also, the end of the Mishnah brings up Rabbi Akiva Shita. So their earlier opinion is not, is it? So the Gemara answers, kula Rabbi Akiva hi v'chisurim echsura. Really, it's Rabbi Akiva, and we'll have to just add in a couple of words. Remember, we mentioned a few weeks ago, what do you mean add in a couple of words? Why did they just change it? Why do we always have chisurim echsura? So we had the Tiferes Yisrael in Meseches Arachin. Second parak, maybe? That said, that they used to have a sing-song for all the Mishnayos. And they remember them. So they don't want to change it, even though it's misleading. And even it seems to be opposite of what we want. But that's why, he explained, they didn't change it. They just have, in the Gemara, they rechzer mechzera. This is how you have to understand it. But they wanted to keep remembering the Mishnayos by heart, so they didn't change it. So chzer mechzera v'achintanis, this is how you should understand. It's all Rabbi Akiva. Irva zula atzma v'zula atzma. If they each make an error of themselves, zu muteres bifnei atzma v'zu muteres bifnei atzma. They're both mutter. B'medver mamurim. When is this? Sha'asta daka. That's only if they made a short structure separating the Erevs. We had daka earlier. That would show that they're misalik, really, from each other. They remove themselves from each other. And that's where, as we'll see, even Rabbi Akiva would say that the regel bimkoma does not answer shalom bimkoma. Avaloa stadaka, but if they didn't make any type of structure in between the chatzeros, chitzona asur, the outer one is asur, divre Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva oser is a chitzona, mebnei drisa regel oseres, no matter what the drisa regel is. Muteres or oseres. Vachachamim omrim ein drisa regel oseres. The chachamim would argue with that. Period. There is a machlokas we showed him here. Would a little daka with this little structure help out Rabbi Akiva even by a regel ha'oseres? That's a machlokas. The Ritva says yes. The Ritva says you're building a little machitza. It's misalik, the outer one. Yes, we can walk through, but really we don't have rights there. Right, so therefore the daka helps, so that's why, even by regular hoseres. So the Meiri says, no, Meiri says just a simon or a hecker, but it would only work for Rabbi Akiva for regular hamuteres bimkoma, and not shalom bimkoma. Okay, period. One more question, or two more, that will be accepted, and therefore we'll have to come up with a maskana. The last line of the Mishnah. If the inner chatzer was only a yachid, only a singular individual person lived there, then no Erev is needed. Hashel Rabim, but if it would be of Rabim, Srichel Arev. They would need an Erev, Alma, Regal Hamuteres Bimkoma, Eina Oseres. So what do you see from there? Why is one person mutter? Why does one person not cause problems? It must be because the inner person is called a Regal Hamuteres Bimkoma. So again, you see there is no such shita of the rabbis that say that Regal Oseres is not an issue at all, ever. No, even the Rabbanan here holds Regel Hamuteres Bimkom is not Oser, but Regel Ha'asura Seres. The Ode, and also we have Masav Ravina. Ravina asks from the other earlier line in the Mishnah, Shachach Echad Ben Hachitzona V'lo Irev, if one of the outer ones forgot, Hapnimis Muteres V'Hachitzona Asura, the inner one is still okay. Shachach Echad Ben Hapnimis V'lo Irev, if one of the inner ones forgot, Shtein Asuros. Time of the shachach. The reason is because one of them forgot. Halo shachach, shteyem mutaros. If they didn't forget, shteyem mutaros. If they didn't forget, meaning each one had their erif. Alma regal amuteros eno oseres regal asur oseres. So lamaisa, the Gemara says, there's definitely a shita out there of the Rabbanan that hold that the only problem is regal ha'oseres bimkoma. So how could you, Rav Dimi, suggest that the shita of the Rabbanan is regal ha... any regel, bimkoma does not answer. So, here he is. Elkiasa Ravin Amar Rav Yanai. Ravin brings a different report of Rav Yanai, and he says, you're right, we're not saying this is the exclusive shita of the Rabbanan, but it is a shita of the Rabbanan. And Gimel Machlokos Bedover. There are really three shitos in the Tanaim of what you say. Tanakama Savar, Regal Hamuteres Eina Oseres, Regal Ha'asura Oseres. The Tanakama holds the only time that a rite of passage would cause problems is if that rite of passage does not have rites, right, spelled differently, in its own chatzer. But if it has rites in its own chatzeres, then it would not cause problems. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Afilu Regal Amuteres Oseres. Rabbi Akiva is the most machmir shita. Any rite of passage through your yard is going to cause problems. I take that back what I said before, actually. Rabbana Basrai Savri, Kishem Sheregal Muteres Eino Oseres, Kach Regal Asur Eino Oseres. Everything is mutter. There's no such thing as rites of passage that are ruining the Erev that was done in this area. Okay, and that is, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin, Ayin, Ches, we hold like the first opinion. Lamaisa, we hold like the first opinion. And therefore, only Regel Ha'asura Bimkoma causes problems in an Erev that they walk through, but Regel Ha'muteres is okay. That is what we hold. So, we might say, okay, let's move on. This is not Lamaisa at all. Simple question. What do you mean it's not Lamaisa? What if you have an Erev in a city, but some people live outside the Erev? And they come into the Erev in order to daven, in order to take a walk. So why isn't that Regel Ha'asura Bimkoma Oseres Shalom Bimkoma? Comes up all the time. Let's say the Erev doesn't, you know, let's say somebody, I don't know, there's a bungalow colony, and people from outside walk in, and they don't have an Erev where they are. Or any place, let's say there's a walled city, people live outside the wall. This was the question asked to the Yehuda. Why don't people who are outside the Erev ruin it? Why isn't this halacha lemaisa? And you never heard of that people coming from outside the Erev are going to ruin it. Never heard of that. So says the Nodeb Yehuda. This is the question that he was asked. We mentioned this shuva earlier. It's in Chelek, it's Tinyana, Simon Lamates. He was asked two questions. The first half we dealt with earlier, and that was the case, if you remember, there was a shul that was sealed closed because of the government. They didn't pay taxes. They didn't pay the taxes, whatever it was, so they closed the shul. The problem was the Erev was inside the shul. So could you rely on the Erev that you can't get to? So we discussed this back in the Lamids, in terms of the Erev of Truman has to be within your jurisdiction, within your shul, you have to be able to get to it. So he goes through, to break the lock would only be in Issa Durabanan, so Ben HaShmashos, we're not Gozer under Rabbanans, so Mistama, says the Noda Behuda, it would still be considered in your shul, but then he says, no, I don't think so. Because why? Who's going to break the lock and go to jail? So what, it's the Rabbanan. But who's going to go against the authorities and do it? Even if there's an issur d'rabbanan, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow you to do it during Benes Rashas. But this is going against the authorities. Nobody wants to get thrown in jail for this, so nobody's going to do it. So I think it's a problem. You got to put a new Eruv. That's what he said. Amnam yesh bazet sad issur mitzad she'i efshar lishbar achosem mitzad gzeiras hamalchus ki mi yishlach yad liftoa chosem hanechtam bipkidei hamelech. And then Omasha Kasem, what you suggested, well, we could just pay. So the Rebbe says, that's true, but you have no money. So what do you mean, you could pay? That's the point. That's why they locked it up, because you don't have enough money to pay the taxes. And therefore, So first half of the tshuva is, I think that you have to, you can't use that Erev that's in a locked area, that you'd have to break it, and it would be against the law. Number two, Va'asher Sha'al Od, Yehudim Adarim Chutzla Rechov HaYehudim, Ve'hema Chutzla Tzuras HaPesach, Shebekseh Rechov HaYehudim, Ve'hem Regel HaAsurim L'Taltel Bimkomam, V'yishlem Drisas Regel Berechov, Uban L'Spal Be'Beis HaKnesset, they come to Avon and Shul, Asher Berechov, Imhema Osrim Al-Bnei Ha'ir, like the Shulchan Aruch says, it's in Shinayin Ches, like the Gemara says, in Erev, in Dafayin Eh. It's Beforish Gemara, which is a very Lamaisa important question. So, Hine Dover Zep Pasha Tatera Bakal Yisrael says that no to be Yehuda, I acknowledge. Nobody has ever suggested that this would be Usser. The Hema Kihilos Kedoshus Hamukafim Choma. There have been walled cities. Vuxas Yehudim Darim Chutzla Choma. And there's some Jews live outside the walls. Ubayim Bishabas Labesa Knesses. Vein Potsepel Lassar. The Gam Kamak Farim. Shema Tok Tchuma Ir. Ubanea Kfarim Bam Lashevas Labesa Knesses. So, may Olam Moshaman, we never heard of a problem. So you have to explain why, though. I have to explain why. Ube'emes, here's the answer. Dafka im ein lohem makom latzeis v'lavo rak derach hachitzona. V'hu din shtei chatzei rozu lefnim mizu asu osros. The issue of asering is only where your rite of passage is the only passage that you have to get out to the world. What are these cases in our Mishnah? You have an inner chatzer and an outer chatzer. The way that the inner chatzer gets to the world is through the outer chatzer. That's a problem. But if you have people outside the Erev, nobody's forcing them to come into your Erev. They don't have to. They could get to the world walking around the Erev. They could go in the opposite direction. They're not stuck. So the Isser Durabbanan of Regal Hoseres Bimkoma only applies in that circumstance. Aval im yeshla makom latzeis v'lavo, kofino sam l'salik asam yachitzona. No, we halachically force them to basically achta l'dasha. Right, you don't have to come here. So halachically, right, we treat you as if you are not here. And that's the important. You can't learn the Gemara without, you can't know about our lives. You know, without knowing that no to be Yehuda. V'chein yirah niyazdaiti, she'ein kan shum shaychus iser. T'lo amr sh'osun zel zeh, ala besmuchin zel zeh, ve'ein rishos arabim l'karm alis mafsik b'neihem. Shema yirotim la'arev, imahem ha'yicholim la'arev, v'lo irvu, osrim aleihem. Ava kishem mafsik b'neihem rishos acheres. You have another street in between, you have another area in between. That does not cause problems. And then he says, I found this in the Ritva also. And, the last house, if you're in the last house, what, at the edge of the Erev? But you're not stuck. You can walk in the opposite direction. His point is that your only way out to the world is through this other chatzer. That's where it will cause problems. Okay, beautiful. Again, Nodav Yehuda, Tinyana, Arachayim, Simin Lamites, if you want to look it up. Weiter, we continue. Third to last line. So the Mishnah had used a very ambiguous word, right? An unclear word. The Mishnah said, if they both made an Erev together, right? They both made an Erev and they put it in one place. So then it depends what occurred, right? In the last line. They put it, Veshacha, one forgot. It doesn't matter who forgot. They both are Usser. But that was the case. So, my makam echad. What does makam echad mean? Simen, chitzona, asma, b'bayis, chidah, ravina, delo, mishkach, b'fnim. There's always mnemonics to try to remember the Gemara. Amar, Rav Yehuda, Amar, Rav, chitzona. What does it mean? They put it in one place, they put it in the outer one. In other words, the Mishnah is telling us, if they both made an Erev together and they put it in the outer one, and somebody forgot, doesn't matter who, the whole thing is ruined. If they put it in the inner one and the outer one forgot, that would be okay. But here, it was in the outer one. Umay kari la makom echad. Why is it called one place? Makom ha-miyuchad l'shteyem. It's a place that is used by both of them. Echad is like miyuchad. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying, when we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the mitzvah, right, in that pasuk, is the mitzvah d'araisa of Shema, but it's also the mitzvah d'araisa of Yichud Hashem, one of the six mitzvos tmidios. Yichud Hashem, believing in the Yichud. What does that mean? What does that mean, Yichud Hashem? So Rav Soloveitchik said, believing that God is unique, not just one. Because he's not like one. Oh, there could have been two, but there's only one. No, chas v'shalom. His oneness is not in quantity. His oneness is in quality. Unique. That's exactly what it says here. What does echad mean? Miyuchad. It's miyuchad for both of them. Right? It's connected to both. But echad can mean miyuchad. It means unique. And that's what it means to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond our comprehension. And believe he is unique. Tani nami hachi. We also learned it a brisa. Nasnu eruvan bechitzona. So there it is, it's Beferish. Exactly how we interpreted the Mishnah, the Brisa says explicitly. If you put the Erev in the outer one, Vishachach Echad, Beimenach Yitzona, Beimenach Pnimis, Velo Erev, Shtein Asuros, they're both Asur. Why? Because it's in the outer one, the inner one can't close its door, symbolically. Nasnu Eruven Bipnimis. But if you put it in the inner one, Vishachach Echamenach Pnimis, Velo Erev, so if one of the inner one forgot, Shtein Asuros, because the inner one is Asur, and that causes problems for the outer one. But then, Menach Yitzona, Velo Erev, if the Erev is physically in the inner one, and one of the outer people forgot, Shtein Asuros, then they're still both Asur Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva says that what? The outer people can even walk inside. So Rabbi Akiva also asers in that direction. V'chachamim omrim bezu penimis mutez v'chitzon asur. L'chamim say no. The inner people could say ach doladasha. They could close their door, and the outer one has a problem. And kofan al mita stone. The inner one is mutter. So let's just explain that. Amalei Rabba Bar Nachanan la'abaya maishna l'rabbanan. Why in the last case again, where the erev is physically in the inner one, and somebody from the outer one forgot? So maishna l'rabbanan da amri primus muteres. Why did Rabbanan say primus muter in that case? Mishum da ach da dasho mishtamesh. They say close the door. We're separating ourselves from you outer people. And we have a heter. So Rabbi Akiva Nami, Teich Hadasha V'Tashamish. Why would Rabbi Akiva Aser in that case? Again, the Erev is sitting in the inner Chatzer, and somebody from the outer Chatzer forgot. So why should the inner Chatzer have a problem? So Amalei, Erev Margila. The fact that there was an Erev connects the different Chatzeros, even in the opposite direction. And because the outer people could walk inside, that also causes problems. It's a drisas aregel in the opposite direction. Bekiva is the most machmir in this whole context. Says the Gemara, the Rabbanan Nami, Erev Magila. So why don't the Rabbanan hold of that too? That he could go in? So the answer is no. Da Amra, because the inner one could figuratively say to the outer one, Litkune Shitavtech Velo Lavisi. I only partnered with you to help me out, not to cause problems for me. And here you're causing problems for me, so I'm just rejecting our whole connection, and I'm closing the door. So Rabbi Akiva Nami Tema, Litkune Shitavtech Velo Lavisi. Why does Rabbi Akiva reject that svara as well? So Da Amra Le, no. This because the outer one, they don't say to the outer one, mitvatzlina l'charishusi. The Rabbi Akiva would still require that the outer one is mevatel rishus to the inner one because the outer one has rights because of the potential eruv. So Gemara says v'rabbanan. Why would the rabbanan reject? Meaning, according to that line, in a chinami, Rabbi Akiva would say it's mutter if bitl rishus was done. Afterwards, he would just say it's asur until bitl rishus is done. The rabbanon, why do the rabbanon say it's mutter totally? Ein bitl rishus mechatzer lechatzer. Because bitl rishus, as we had earlier, right, a machlokas about this, you can't be mevata from one rishus to another rishus. So there's no other choice to help out the inner ones. Bitl rishus won't work. That's why they just say it's mutter. Achdel ladasha. Rabbi Akiva only says it's asur because there is another option. Because the outer ones can be mevata rishus to the inner ones. So the Gemara says, Lema Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, Biplukta Drabana Rabbi Akiva Kamiflagi? Is this machlokas here similar to the machlokas we had earlier about Bitl Rishus Mechata Lachatzer? The Shmuel Amar Karabana Rabbi Yochanan Damar Rabbi Akiva? Is this machlokas Amoraim similar to the machlokas of the earlier Amoraim before? So, or this machlokas Tanoim similar to the machlokas Amoraim? So the Gemara says no. You could say each Amora. Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan can hold like each Tana, Rabban and Rabbi Akiva. Amar lecha Shmuel, ana da amri afilu l'Rabbi Akiva. I, says Shmuel, who said that you cannot be mevatel mechatzel lechatzer, could even hold like Rabbi Akiva here, who seemed to hold the opposite. Ad kan lo kamer Rabbi Akiva hacha. Well, why does Rabbi Akiva here say that bitul rishus does work from the outer chatzer to the inner chatzer, ela b'shtei chatzer zulaf nemizu, da asr na hadati? The reason it works here is because that's the only option. That's the only option. Aval hasam mika asar nadadi. But over there, in other cases, if you have two chatzeros that open into each other, but they each have their own derech to the street, so what's the problem? You don't need bittel. So say it doesn't work. They'll be able to get to the street else in other ways. Rabbi Yochanan Amar anadami afilu the rabbanan. And the Rabbi Yochanan who said bittel rishus does work. Could all like the Rabbanan here that say it doesn't work. Why? Why do the Rabbanan here say it does not work? Because they could say, because the outer one could say to the inner one that the potential for the bittel is what's causing me all the problems totally. So forget the potential for the bittel, and I'll be mutter anyway, based on the svar of Achta Ladasha. Just close the door, and I'm private. I'm separate from you. Over there, the bittel is not causing the problems. So therefore, that's why there is a distinction. Either way, Lamaisa, the Gemara says that all machlokas, Rabbanu Rabbi Kiva, does not have to be linked to the Gemara earlier between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Period. Okay, let's do a little more, and then we will stop. The last line of the Mishnah said, if the inner chatzar has individuals, one person living in there, then it's okay. Amar of Yosef, Tani Rebbe Hayu Gimel Asurin. Rav Yosef says that Rebbe hold that if there were three, it would be Asur. What do you mean three? So Rashi says in both directions. If there's one in the inner and two in the outer, or two in the inner and one in the outer. Both of them, that would create problems. What's the bigger Chiddush? I might have said if there is one in the inner, what's the problem? That's a Yachid. But that's the chiddush of this line. Rabbi Yosef says in the name of Rabbi, even if you have two in the outer and one in the inner, it's still a problem. Amalu Rabbi, lo tatzisule, don't listen to Rabbi Yosef. I know I'm ritanile. I'm the one that told Rabbi Yosef. O mishmeder of Ada Barava, I'm ritanile. And I didn't say it in the name of Rabbi. I said it in the name of Rabbi Ada Barava. And this is the svar that I gave for it. Hoil va'ani karebohen rambim b'chitzona. Because still, even if there's one in the inner and two in the outer, this is still a Rabim case. And therefore, people will be confused. If you will allow no Erev, if one in the inner and two in the outer, they'll do the opposite too. Two in the inner and one in the outer where it's a problem. If you have two in the inner, then a Rabim has Drisas Regel. So Rav Ada Bar Ava got excited and said, no, it wasn't Rebbe, it was in the name of Rav Ada, and he gave a reason. Amar of Yosef, I Mari Davram! That's his exclamation. He says that all the time. Mari Davram, woe is me! Meaning, he forgot his learning, as we had about six times already this Pesachta. And he says, I got confused. Rabim Barabi Ichlifli. I got confused. You said Rabim, but I thought, I forgot the mem. So I thought it was the name of Rebbe. So that's why I got confused, says Rav Yosef. Says Rav Yaakov Emdin on this line. You see from here that the proper way to pronounce Rav Yehuda Hanasi's nickname is Rabbi and not Rebbe. Because Rabbi is Rabin. That could be confusing. Rebbe and Rabim is not. But says Rav Yaakov Emdin, it's Rabbi. Rabban Shel Yisrael, whatever you want to call it. Rav Yehuda Hanasi, he's the Rabbi, not Rebbe. He said with a patah, because that's the confusing line. Vishmuel Amar. Shmuel says, no, I don't make such gzeiras. Now, the only problem is where you're going to have two on the inside. If you have one on the inside and two on the outside, I don't make a gzeira. I don't think it is a problem. Period. Maybe one final point, and then we will have other points tomorrow. In the Chashukei Chemed, he talks about, the Gemara says elsewhere, actually it's a Mishnah. Mishnah, I think, in Idios. Chayav Adam Lomar B'Lashon Rabo. You always have to say things in the language of your Rebbe. Gemara in Shabbos says it. My Rebbe has a certain formulation, I have to use that formulation. What if my Rebbe uses certain exclamations? Is there any reason I have to use those exclamations that my Rebbe says? Is there any kiyum of that? Like, Mari Davram? If it says Mari Davram? So, says Rav Zilberstein, Pashtus, no. But along the way, he says, why did Rav Yosef say Mari? Why was that his exclamation? It's basically like today's, oh my gosh. Or, oh my God. Right? So that was the Mari Davram of the Talmudic times. So why was Dafka Avram Avinu Mari Davram? Why did he say that? So he quotes from the Bnei Yisachar. Beautiful. He says that We know Rav Yosef was sick, and that's in the context of when he, because he always realized he was sick, he always said, Mari Davram, Daf Beis and Ksubis, and Daf Chav Beis and Shabbos, all different places. And the Gemara says in Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Tezayin, Avram Avinu had a certain margalit, a certain pearl that he wore around his neck, and whenever anybody would see it, they would become healed from their illnesses. And when Avram Avinu died, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that and made that into the sun. Tla'o begalgal chama. That's the Gemara. So put these two Gemaras together. Vehine Rav Yosef, kishenisrapa, when he was healed and he looked back and had recognition that, wow, look where I was and look what I realize now, he said, Mari Davraham. Says, the master of Avram Avinu helped me get healed. Says, kishemeyar margalos shel Avram Avinu. Hiskir is Mari Davraham lios be'ezra shedei refuah so shlema. And he was also a prayer that he should have a full refuah. Right, the master Dafka Avram Avinu in related to refuah. So whenever Beis Hashem we feel better from any type of illness, I guess that should be our exclamation. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, Mari Davraham, specifically related to Avram Avinu. Okay, we'll have to talk more. Beis Hashem, a couple of other issues coming up, and Beis Hashem, we will continue. Again, Parsha Shir is tonight, and Beis Hashem, we will see you then.